We are locked inside the Danny Cortez Show, and we have a legendary podcast host, comedian, actor, all the above, releasing his book later this month.
What?
Y'all make some noise for Bill Bellamy. Let's kick it off with two claps on a Ric Flair on three. Three, two, one.
Woo!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I knew you would get it. You walked in here hype.
I'm hype, baby.
Are you always as happy? Is your energy always this great and grand and positive?
I dream happy. No. I really am a more high energy person. You know what I'm saying? I believe in like just let stuff roll off, man. Have a good time. You know, life is crazy, so try to enjoy your moments. You know what I mean?
Is that how you learned to be funny when you were little? When did you know?
I was always silly. I never knew I could be a comedian. Like, I never knew, like, you could get paid a lot of money to be funny.
Because whose mom and dad or grandma or whatever nana raised you said, you know, you should grow up and be a comedian?
No.
Nobody.
Stop acting stupid. It used to be called stop acting stupid.
Stop doing that.
Stop acting stupid. Now what is wrong with you?
Now they're like, where's my check?
Right. Every time you buy my house. Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good job.
When did you make up your mind? Like, I'm going to do this. When did you figure out I can make money doing what I love, what I'm natural
at? Wow. That's a good question. When I first realized that I think this is something I want to do was in college.
Okay.
Because I was at Rutgers University at the time, and they used to have talent shows on campus.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So they used to have talent shows on campus, and so the crazy thing was, you know, I'm like, man, I wanna go on stage and see. We had like a coffee house, and you know, you have poets, you would have comics, you would have people trying to sing. This is pre-karaoke.
Yeah.
And so I was like, man, I'm gonna go up there and tell a joke. I used to remember jokes like. I get an old dude tell me a good joke. I used to keep like 15 in my pocket.
I love that.
I used to know them too, like a lot, because I used to do them all the time. So I went up there and told like four jokes. Everybody was like, yo, you stupid. Oh my God. How do you remember it? You tell the jokes the funny way. And so there you go. Here you go. I got caught. I caught the bug. And next thing you know, I'm like, oh,
it's
like
crazy.
That.
You get to make a living doing what you love.
Yeah.
Right?
It's the best feeling because you're not working.
You're not ever.
I'm never mad.
You look forward to it.
Yeah, I'm never mad like being a comedian. I'm never mad like, being in the scene in a movie. Yeah. I always go, this is crazy.
You ever work a regular job?
Yeah, I had a regular job. What? You just don't come out the womb. I was a civilian.
Okay. What were some of the regular jobs that Bill
Bellamy
worked?
Oh, my God. My first job I ever had, right? I worked at the Newark Drive-In. This back in the day, they used to have drive-in theaters.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. What are your?
Oh, they're back, by the way. Drive-in theaters are back in the big.
Oh,
they're back in the big.
Oh,
they
used to be the bomb.
Okay,
and all the black and Spanish people used to sneak their kids in the trunk. You don't remember that?
I remember? I was in the trunk.
You was in the trunk. Shut up! Get in the trunk. You got 12 kids in the back. It's hot in here.
Don't just hold your breath for 2 minutes.
Hold your breath for 2 minutes so we can get in here. And you, but this is the funny part. You got a couple, right? But they got all this food in the back for two people.
You don't tell on them.
You let them live, right?
So that was one of your first jobs.
That was one of my first jobs, and I used to work concessions. And so, you know, I really know how to make hot butter popcorn. I really know how to, you know, use the soda machine. And the funny part was when I was a kid there, I for whatever reason, I had to do the cleanup. You ever had to clean up?
Oh, my God, dude. Bro.
But it was humiliating for me because I was Spill Bill. Because this is how I got my nickname at work. The lady, she used to go, Bill, there's a spill!
You were the guy that had to come and pick up all the spill.
Because the kids would knock the sodas down, and I had the little mop, and it'd be sticky. Oh, man.
There's a lot of great Bill Bellamy stories, but Spill Bill.
That's a true story. A lot of people don't know that. I share that with you, Dana.
But I think that's fun, though, that you had a regular civilian job, and I think that's when you really probably, like me, appreciate this life, this privilege life, a little bit more.
Yeah, because you get it. What people don't realize is with your life, it's what you make of it, right?
Absolutely.
We all go through stuff, you know, or we all had a bad job at Burger King or something like that or whatever. And, you know, but when you look back at it, it makes you laugh because you're like, oh, my God, how did I work there? Oh.
Built character. You Spill Bill now. You would have never been Spill
Bill.
Bill.
Like, I got that memory, bro.
I'm getting flashbacks to the first pizza parlor I worked at.
See?
And I was on the salads, dude. And I just had to mix the onions with the mix. Oh, God.
You were tearing every day.
Yeah, dude.
So he was onion man.
I was onion man.
Onion man. That's not a cool name.
Didn't think Bill Bellamy was giving the first nickname.
This is the
thing that
tripped me out, right? My first job that I had, if I remember correctly, I had to get a permit to work because I was like 16, yeah, right at 16. I remember thinking, I'm not making enough money because I remember I was making like $4.75, maybe $5 an hour.
Yeah.
I saw literally 2 months ago, you could work at Panda Express for $25 an hour.
Yes.
And they giving you a bonus if you start to work because people don't want to work.
People don't want to work for that. People
let me don't want to work for
$25 an hour. No, no, no. Let me tell you. Let me push back on that. $4 an hour, minimum wage is still $7.25. Let's say you make $25 an hour and your rent is $1,800 a month.
Correct.
That's still barely enough to live.
You
gotta be, you gotta have a roommate or your spouse gotta work or you can't have no kids.
You gotta be on OnlyFans.
The one.
And then you
and
gotta
that's
be,
if you got good feet. You may not
you
even have
good
feet.
Feet. Nah, I don't
you gotta
have,
be
you
selling
may not even have good feet.
You gotta,
side.
Be, you gotta have
the
good eyeglasses.
Yes.
You gotta have cute eyes. Because I'm trying to figure out how all these women came up in COVID. Because that OnlyFans bailed out the soccer moms.
Mm-hmm.
It bailed out the really cute mom that dropped
her kid off.
But she's sexy. But she didn't have no money. So she went on OnlyFans and she came up.
And what... I don't want to get to a position one day where I forget how hard it was and how much it sucked to work for that and nobody appreciated you. And it's not even about appreciation. It's about being able to make a living.
Yeah.
We're lucky.
We're blessed.
Lucky. We're blessed. We're so
Bro,
blessed.
Bro, we are so blessed. Like you got to understand, like, it's so expensive now. Like,
God.
I was watching the news. This is the crazy part. This is going to make you laugh. Yo, you can't drop an egg no more, bro.
No, you cannot.
Yo, you cannot drop a freaking egg.
Hey,
you drop that egg, you got to eat that.
Eggs
is $8 an egg.
I grew up in a Mexican...
Am I the only person that eats eggs is $8?
No. I grew up in a Mexican barrio. We always had chickens. Now everybody's like, oh, hell.
See, y'all was making fun of the Mexicans when they had their chickens
like,
in the living room.
Eggs.
Now, and they always had eggs.
Always.
Now you open their house like, yo, listen, I'm so sorry, bro.
Can
I get two eggs?
Dozen?
Can I get a dozen?
Bill, I want to talk about your book because you,
that's funny as hell.
You come to a place now where you're writing a book. Talk about it. Like, what made you decide to do this? I think the name of the book is Top Billing.
It's called Top Billing.
Top Billing.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Obviously, Top Billing.
Top Billing. You know, it's about my life. It's about Top Billing is a memoir, but it's like a non-memoir memoir. By that, I mean it's sort of like a cinematic ride through my life. So, imagine. Everybody used to say, "Yo, B, man, what's your life like? Like you always moving, you interviewing Tupac, you interviewing Biggie, you interviewing Janet. Like, how did you get that life, right? So I'm taking you through my life, showing you the ups and downs in a cinematic way. So like, if you listen to the audiobook, you're gonna be laughing, you're gonna picture
it. Yes.
And if you're reading it, it's very visual because the way I describe my life, and it's like even when I was doing it 2-3 hours a week. Maybe sometimes 8 hours a week with my writer helping me sort of like craft my story and have the beginning, middle, and the end. I was like, I did all that. I swear to God, I was like, yo, this don't even seem real.
It's because you're moving so fast and you're working and you're looking.
And you're jumping from this project to that project.
And you look back, you're like, my God, I did it.
And inside, you still feel like Spill Bill.
Yeah, I'm still Spill
Bill. But you're sitting down with Tupac.
I'm still Spill Bill.
Look at how far you've come.
Yeah, and so I'll be honest with you, certain things happen for certain people. Like, I think COVID was the best thing that happened for me because I was still. I'm always moving. I didn't have no other jobs.
You didn't have a choice.
There wasn't no TV movies and nothing wasn't being made at that time. So I was home, and I was like, yo, man, I could just focus on this. And it was the best thing because my mind was not clouded. I was literally going through pictures.
I love that.
Thousands of pictures because I've always brought my camera with me on the road.
Fire. Yeah.
That was the best thing I ever did, always bring a camera. Because now I'm going back because I see the progression of cameras. Like my camera, this little one, and then that one, and then
it's
that
all
one.
Grainy
and then,
now
I,
it's
then
like,
I had
ooh.
Pictures that were sticking together.
Yeah.
And then I had to go in the files. And then we graduated from, remember when we used to get our pictures from CVS?
Yes.
Right?
And that's back to
all
my...
the packs.
My daughter has me buying her old school cameras like that, waiting a week for. I'm like, what? She's like, Mom, that's the thing now. I'm like, no.
These kids don't know right here. It's just the sound. That's a real old school camera. Kodak.
And you don't get no retakes. You got to just take it and hope that it came out good.
She just took all those pictures at Disneyland. She's like, Mom, these are terrible. I said, welcome to our world.
We didn't have no filters. We didn't have no filters and no retakes. You look like what
your
you look like.
Your ugly face was your
ugly face. You ugly, you ugly. You can't fix that.
I want to say, of all the funny things you said, the most I've gotten from this conversation with you, Mr. Bellamy, is be still once in a while.
Yeah.
And take it in. Look how far you've come. Don't focus on everything you want. Take in what you have.
Just be grateful every day. Like I've always, you don't have to say it out loud.
Right.
Say it in your mind.
That's
like
right.
Every morning when I wake up, I say, I thank God for my health. I thank God for my family. I thank God for giving me the gift of laughter to share with people, right?
Yes.
Because during COVID, one of the most valuable lessons that I learned is like people need to laugh.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. If you outlaw laughing, we all be dead.
Yes, all of us.
Like, we got to laugh. Like,
it's
laughing
is a release.
It's such a release of endorphins. We love to and laugh hard sometimes.
Yes.
Laugh till you hurt. Every now and then you get one of those laughs like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Give me a heart attack. Maybe pee.
You ever had one of those laughs with your brothers or your cousins and you can't look at them?
Yes. Because
you're going to go crazy.
Yeah. One of my favorites is having that friend that you can just look at and start laughing.
Oh my God.
You both just do it.
Yeah, laughter and music to me. It's the secret sauce because it's a frequency. It's a release of endorphins and things that are healthy for you. You get to, because you can't laugh and cry.
No.
Right? Like they have their own vibe. Like when you laugh, you feel so good. You almost feel like you had like a massage.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a release. It's a stress reliever. Like you said, the endorphins, and you can breathe.
And breathe.
I love the comedy that, you know, when you do any stand-up comedian, you sometimes take pain.
Yeah.
And you make it funny. People can oh my God, that's so that happened to me. And you end up laughing at that so that you look at life differently instead of through a negative lens. Oh my God, it's funny.
Because you feel like you always feel like whatever you're going through is only you.
And it's not.
Hello.
That's everybody
that's how you
does
bring
that.
People together.
We always say, oh, why would this happen to me? You know how many other people that happen to? Like, they just don't talk about it.
Exactly.
Like, I talk about, this is funny, though, but it's a serious topic, but it's very funny when you think about it, right? People never talk about taking care of their parents.
Nobody
ever says, I'm taking care of my mom and my dad.
Right.
But if you bring it up, they'd be like, me too! Oh, my God. Because everybody who does it, they're like the silent soldier.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to complain. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take care of my mom. I'm going to take care of my dad. But it's hard as hell. You know what I mean? And it's bumps and bruises. They, you know, when they get older, they start falling and they can't do this.
And they say things that are out of pocket.
And then they get mean.
Yeah, they get mean.
And you can't smack them.
No.
You want to.
That's the part I know we're talking about, Bill.
Say, but
that's the part.
To say.
You'd be like, yo, if you wasn't my.
Remember when you used to smack me, you better watch out.
Like, on everything I love, if you wasn't my mom, I'd knock you out that wheelchair on God.
That's funny because it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Bill Bellamy.
No, but your parents be hitting nerves. Oh. Because the funny thing about your parents, when they get older, they talk to you like you still seven.
They do.
And you grow.
And you feel like you're still seven, though.
You be like, yo, money, it's a new day. You be like, but then that's your parents. So you like, I call it a conundrum. Because you're perplexed. Because you like, I can't go crazy because I love them, but they old and they not listening and they forgetting. And then they just start knocking stuff on the ground.
Like,
they turn into kids. I never forget this. When people used to say that, you know, you go back to becoming a kid again.
It's like Benjamin Button for real.
Yeah,
you
real
know,
talk.
You are watching movies.
Yeah.
Benjamin, it really is that.
It's hysterical. Daddy, you know, sometimes you're like, Daddy, I should have pushed you downstairs.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.